This is the Don and Mike Show.
This is Napoleon Dynamite speaking, and his best friend Pedro.
Hello, everyone.
Do you like fun? If yes, then visit the Utah State Fair for tons of spellbinding events, like rodeos, demolition derbies, ultimate fighting.
Are there ninjas?
Heck yes. Ninjas are all around us, practicing their deadly art of invisibility. Why else do you think I constructed this killer pair of nunchucks?
Those are corn dogs on some string.
Yeah, but the dang ninjas don't know that.
Stay fair. Hey, Napoleon, are there ninjas even in the restroom?
Why? Do you have to go?
I can hold it.
All your wildest dreams will come true at the Utah State Fair.
Visit UtahStateFair.com. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
How's it? The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, now listen, on Monday, it's All Hallows Eve.
Yes.
And it's a tradition on the show.
Oh, yes.
Joe Ardinger will be out live during our show.
Trick-or-treating for beer.
Yeah. Oh, and we got the whole dumb thing with the clock thing this weekend, so we'll be getting darker earlier on Halloween this year.
Noon. Fall sideways.
Yeah, and I just always remember, listen, it's the wrong time.
Is this the one you don't like?
This is the one I don't like.
You like the one, well, the one, actually, in the spring, you just say it goes back to normal.
Yes.
Right.
So, in my mind, starting Monday, we will be doing the show from 2 until 6.
You mean you're not thrilled with that extra hour of sleep?
Well, no, you lose the hour on the one that I like, right? This is where you gain the hour.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. You know what? Here's the thing. I'll wake up on Sunday morning at 7, and instead of it being 7, it'll be 6. And I'll just go, crap, 7 hours to go until football.
Right.
Well, that's why I like the other way.
Mm-hmm. See, I'm planning on needing that extra hour of sleep.
Do you know that I used to work a lot of times, especially in Chicago on WLS, if you were working the shift where you had the extra hour, you loved it because there was like, you would do this whole thing, you would play, does anybody really know what time it is?
Right.
And they would have all this, like special production elements.
To actually have the clocks turn back?
Yeah, that you would get an extra hour.
It's just a constant reminder that everything now that you plug in has a clock in it.
That's true.
Everything.
Right. Yeah, you lose 2 hours, 1 hour just resetting everything.
Yeah, and also another reason why Indianapolis is just the best city in America.
Yeah.
They never change their clocks.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, this whole thing is crap. Next week it's going to be dark at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's true. Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's just not right.
No.
Wow, I thought it was 2:30.
Monday on the show. So Joe will be out with his wagon. He's going to be dressed as a priest with a bunch of pictures of child stars.
That's right, not right.
On his costume.
Male child stars.
He'll be out trick-or-treating for beer. And also Monday on the show. Now, they've told me definitely that Juliette Lewis, the great actress turned rock singer, will be on the show.
She's neat.
Yeah.
I like her. Yeah. And I use neat in that just really cool old-fashioned way.
There's a 50-50 shot that she'll be here live in the studio.
You know how we like the guests to come in.
Mm. Oh, we do. We never get anybody coming in. So most likely she'll be on the telephone, but, you know, who knows? Play our cards right.
All right.
She might be in here.
We should all dress nicely.
And then we can show her the Jeff Probst picture.
Yeah, I don't think we need to. We don't need to dress nicely. You know, she's kind of got that image, doesn't she? I think we should, in fact, dress even more down than we normally do.
Yeah, no.
Tear some things.
W.O.P.
Oh, come on now.
She doesn't have a W.O.P.
You do.
She does not.
I don't think.
In his mind, they all do.
And Rob is not spelling. I mean, he does, as much as you would like to think, he's talking about WOPs.
No.
It has something to do with a part of the girl's body being worn out.
Yeah, okay. Oh. Go figure that out. Nice. Get out your thesaurus.
Nice to see you, Miss Lewis.
I think hers is showroom new.
Really?
Yeah, I do. Really.
Let's not get happy.
Okay, refurbished. Low mileage.
Low mileage.
Low mileage.
Or as the dealers call it, like new.
Probably not like Randy the stripper.
Okay. Randy the stripper?
Mm-hmm.
That was like you buying a $99 beater car. Beater, I hardly knew her. Okay, the Friday favorite.
Yay.
I told you we got somebody different this time. It's not her. And who doesn't love Napoleon Dynamite?
Everybody.
We played the tape there a second ago. But anybody could do Napoleon Dynamite on their show. Let's welcome the real unsung hero of that movie, Pedro.
Napoleon can't be here.
Hey, I voted for you. We wanted you on the show.
Vote for Pedro.
We wanted you on the show, Pedro.
All of your wildest dreams will come true.
Will you make me a cake?
I will build you a cake. Would you like me to build you a cake? Hi, Don.
Hi, Pedro.
Hey, Pedro.
Hello, boss.
Hello. Good to see you.
I am so thrilled to be on the Don and Mike show.
You know, you're very popular in that movie, Napoleon Dynamite.
Don, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Pedro.
I have not seen you since the donkey show.
Oh, the live sex show down in Mexico.
Let us send my heartfelt wishes out to everyone on the Yucatan Peninsula.
Yes.
They were really whacked hard by the hurricane. It wasn't Katrina. It was Wilma.
You ever been to Cancun, Mexico?
Cancun?
Yeah.
Cozumel?
Yeah, I think all those areas were hit, right?
So, I'm very, very excited to be here. You know, this is a live radio show.
I'm noticing now that you bring the same energy to the radio microphone that you bring to the silver screen.
Energy? What type of energy are you talking about?
You are bursting with energy.
I can only do it this way.
I know.
I'm sorry, this is who I am.
We like that, though.
No, what I'm saying is you're dynamic.
Did you watch the World Series?
I watched part of it, yeah.
How's he again?
Oh, yeah.
Thumbs up.
He's one of your people, isn't he?
All the great players are from Latin America.
Oh, did you see they had the Latin players at the greatest Latino players of all time?
Roberto Clemente,
right.
Tony Perez. Lefty Gomez. Alex A-Rod Rodriguez.
Right.
A-Rod.
Orlando Cepeda. Rod Carew, Manny Ramirez, David Ortiz, Luis Aparicio. Senor Carew is my favorite.
Yeah.
What a great hitter he was.
Yes.
Are you having a good time?
I think it was a very good time.
Since it's Friday.
Yeah.
I will build Bethany cake.
Oh, now, isn't that nice? You can build
like
her a cake.
I like bangs. I truly do.
Sure.
This is fun. Like a piñata full of tater tots. I'm so happy to be here.
Now,
but yesterday, I was real hot flying in the airplane. I felt as though I had to take all my hair off and shave it.
Pedro?
And throw it into the closet again.
May I give you a compliment?
What?
You have a very nice, wispy mustache.
It only took me 2 days to grow it.
Oh, very good.
It's a gift I have, just like my brother's. You know my brothers with their shaved head?
Yeah.
In the big fancy car?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I was hanging out with Napoleon over the weekend, and his Uncle Rico, and his grandma. And she said, Napoleon, fix yourself a quesadilla. I said, it's not a quesadilla. It's a quesadilla.
Yeah, right, you're right.
He said, you say it your way. I say it mine. Mm. I said, no problem at all. But I'm very excited to be here.
Sounds like it.
Represent all the great Latino and Latinas that have shaped the American media and society.
Some might say that
Roberto Duran, Oscar De La Hoya in boxing.
Some might say that your portrayal in Napoleon Dynamite was less inspiring, let's say, than the great Roberto Clemente, who was a Roma. Or how about Edward James Olmos. The guy with the bad skin, Edward J. Olmos.
Can I tell you a story?
Yes, please, Pedro.
He was at the World Series the other night, and he read the list of all the Latin players.
Yes, he did.
I like him a lot. He's been on lots of TV shows. He's very famous in my country.
Yes.
But my country now is your country.
Well, yes. Yeah. Sadly, that's true.
Yes.
You're taking over, aren't you?
I'm happy to be here. But I'm far out west, nowhere near where you are. That's why I'd like you to go to the Utah State Fair, please.
You know, the other cat, the Napoleon Dynamite cat, he's getting all kinds of work now.
I am still getting work with him, but only with him. Yeah, I think people are discriminating against me.
You know, and here's the thing. People are taking that Napoleon Dynamite kid, and they're putting him in other roles. You are not in any other roles, are you?
But I will get more roles, because now I have a new agent.
Oh, you have a new agent?
Okay. He told me, you should play up the fact that you're from Mexico more, especially on this show with these people.
Mm-hmm.
He said, these people would like it if you do that. So if you don't mind, I will now put on this festive sombrero.
Now.
Does that fit more into your image of what I should be?
That's huge.
He also said to me, when you come into the Don and Mike show, the first thing you should say is, my name Jose Jimenez.
I
said, who is that? He said, too old, too long ago. It didn't matter to me.
Hey,
look, I have fake bullets that I will put across my chest.
You look like, what's his name, Pancho Villa.
You like that? No, I will stand up. And I will do a little dance. Do you have some music for me?
Do you want the Mexican hat dance?
I will build you a dance.
Hold on,
watch this.
Here we go.
Now I go back. I will dance around the hat. That is the stereotype that I was told you would enjoy more than any other. May I sit down now?
Yes. You know, another stereotype perhaps you got me with.
My head is very hot. I am so sorry.
What about cockfighting? Are you into cockfighting?
Oh, yes, most definitely. We do that every Saturday night at home. Not here.
Oh, and Pedro. God,
the best in the world is in Guadalajara.
How could I forget? How could I forget? Did you take a look at the yard work outside? What do you think of the job that the lawn technicians are doing here?
My
at the
agent said you would ask me about that. Feeling all the great stereotypes on the show.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
My best cock is called Little Buzz. That's the one that I fight with all the time. But let me continue what I was doing. It was my high school project.
Please.
I would like to pay great tribute to some of the great performers that have shaped Latin America.
Okay, good.
Paul Rodriguez, Tito Puente,
Jesus.
Ricardo Montalban.
No, this is just showing.
I am very excited. And the great one.
And the thing is, you really give like a real list.
The man who is the great one.
Who's that?
Jorge Lopez. Jorge Lopez.
George Lopez.
Jorge Lopez is revered in all of Latin America. We are very, very proud of him.
Did you see the TV movie where
he was... And, of course, let's not forget Greg Garcia.
He's an
executive producer for
the
brand new show, My Name is Earl. Have you seen it?
Yeah, have I seen it? He used to be our gopher intern.
It's funny.
He could not look more Aryan, though. He does not look Hispanic at all. He has blonde hair and blue eyes.
I glued a razor blade to Little Buzz's claw so that he would be able to defeat his opponent cock all the better.
Oh, with your cockfighting.
Yes, you asked about it, and I will tell you. But, you know, someone said to me once, they said, Pedro, if you show more energy, maybe you will get more TV and movie roles.
Yeah.
I said, this is the only energy that I possess. I'm very pleased to be here, but unfortunately, I cannot muster any more agent.
Let me ask you something.
I am who I am.
If right now you are moving as fast as you possibly can, why don't you make yourself comfortable and slow down to a speed of conversation that you feel more comfortable with?
So you say I can talk with less energy and I can talk more naturally?
Because right now, in your mind, we must be going like a million miles an hour.
He scares me.
Okay.
You talk so fast, you and all the people on your show.
Okay,
it sounds like kaboom, kaboom, almost like machine gun fire.
Let's slow it down then.
Thank you. There is a chalupa in my Mexican pants. The chimichanga has gotten too hot. Take it and remove it from the pan.
Wow.
I will pick you up and go to the fiesta on Friday. Okay, I get it out of my system. Is there a chance I could take a siesta now? My head is very hot. Did you like the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Did I?
Love it.
You know what I
Some
like?
Of my friends have said, it is the only movie I will ever be in.
You know what
Do
I...
Do you think it is wrong?
I'd like to see it in another
You know what I'm looking for from you?
What?
Some hubcaps for a 68 Camaro.
My agent said also, Don Ephraim. He said...
Donald Ephraim is your agent?
Oh, yes. He is based in Chicago.
He sucks. He's our agent.
He is?
He's the worst.
Oh, we have that in common.
He could not negotiate his way out of a paper bag.
I tell you, Don Ephraim has said to me, Pedro, someday you'll be a big star. Look at the T-shirts. Everyone is wearing all over this United States.
Now, let me ask you
Vote
about that.
For Pedro.
Are you getting any pesos from that?
See?
Okay.
Oh,
how many pesos do you get for each T-shirt that is sold that says
I
Vote for Pedro?
I was told last week that we sold 10,000.
Oh, I mean, I see them at Walmart and Target everywhere.
Of them, yes. I thought they sold 10,000, and I got a check 2 weeks ago from Don Ephraim.
Yes?
I got a check for $4.72.
Perfect. For 10,000 shirts.
You see, there's more where that came from, Pedro. Call me at my home in Palm Beach, Florida. He said, I am reclining on my backyard deck wearing sandals with black socks. If they are making a sample in some movie, I could be playing Julio.
Yes.
Or I could be in the remake.
Are you jealous?
Of Chico and the Man.
Are you jealous of Freddie Prinze Jr.'s success?
Very much so. They said, Pedro, you will never get a role like that. I said, why is that? Because you don't talk with the same energy.
Mm.
You barely even open your mouth when you're talking. I said, what's the big deal?
Okay, let's try this.
Okay.
Sally sells sea shells by the seashore. Pedro.
I don't want to run for class president.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
Sally sells seashells by the seashore.
You know, that's not bad. Okay. Rubber baby bubby, rubber baby bubby, rubber baby buggy bumpers.
Rubber
baby.
I start again.
Rubber. That's a hard one for even me to say fast.
I find your games to be very, very degrading.
Oh, I got a joke for you.
You're very sad.
Hey,
I'm very, very upset.
Whatever I ask you, answer rubber balls and liquor.
Okay.
Hey, Pedro, what'd you have for breakfast?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you have for lunch?
Rubber balls and liquor.
What'd you do to your girlfriend last night?
Rubber balls and liquor. Can I see the picture of Jeff Probst?
Oh, really?
I heard you talking about it. Yeah, I would really like to look at it.
Here it is right there. I just happen to have it. Hi! Oh, now he comes to life.
Wow.
I am, that is huge. Yes. Wow, that is fantastic. Do you think I have a future in other movies? Someone said I could perhaps be in a movie, but it would have to be a special movie for me.
I think you could be in, have you thought about porno? Speaking of Jeff Probst.
Come see porno.
You know.
Oh, you mean the movies where people have sex?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Sex movies.
I would be glad to do that.
Would you be in a sex movie?
I do. I would love to.
Would you be in a sex movie with animals?
See? I would do that.
Would you allow people to watch you having sex with, say, a donkey?
I would like to do anything I could to further my career.
What about with a rooster? Would you have sex with a rooster?
That is against my religion.
Would you have?
That is very bad.
Would you have
and
sex?
It also would hurt the rooster.
Would you have sex with your rooster named Buzz?
Rooster named Buzz, yes.
Your cock named Buzz?
No, I couldn't.
No.
I use that for my entertainment. That is it. I am so very excited to be on the Don and Mike show. Congratulations. I was told to be here to do promos for your station, too.
Oh, good.
I can do them right now if you wish.
Are we rolling tape? Here is Pedro.
Hi. This is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Free FM. Bueno. It's the second
nicely
one.
Done.
Hi, this is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. He's free. You don't have to pay for it. Huh? How about that? Free FM, man. Hi, this is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. Other things on radio you have to pay for. Not here. He's free. Doesn't that make you feel good? And one more.
Okay.
Miguel Yu says, free is good. This is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. I hope you enjoy getting all of this fine quality entertainment without having to pay for it.
I wonder what you would be like if I gave you like 8 cans of Red Bull.
8 cans of Red Bull would not change. I have had that before. That is the stuff that they drink for the energy.
I'm
that
thinking
has
about
a lot
like
of
filling
caffeine.
You up with black 7-Eleven coffee, Red Bull, maybe some Jolt Cola, some Mountain Dew.
I drank 2 cases one time in a whole afternoon of Mountain Dew, Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what happened to me?
What happened?
One thing.
What?
My right eyebrow, it lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both connected. So it actually went higher than the other. My prostitution business is El Bueno.
Oh, good. Well, there's that.
20 pesos. I will do what you say so.
Oh, now that's bad. Do you have
that's a silly joke?
Do you have sex with anyone that asks?
It depends. I would like to try to get Summer Wheatley. Are you familiar with her in the movie?
Oh, yeah, right. Yes, right.
She is the girl that voted. Yeah. They didn't vote against me, but she ran against me for class president. But I won after Napoleon did his dance, his silly, stupid dance with his space boots.
Right.
It was fun. Rico and I, Uncle Rico, yeah. I could pull a train. That is big
wow.
fun.
Uncle Rico ever give you the bad touch?
All the time.
All the time?
Sure. Yes. I'm pretty sure he likes boys better than girls. He throws his football, and then he said, come into my little trailer. And inside,
yeah,
it was scary.
Yeah.
All inside were pictures of men that looked just like that Jeff Probst. But they were real.
He ever take
they were from magazines like Playgirl.
Did he ever take your temperature?
He tried. I hit him with a pan that he had on his stove.
Oh,
I hit him as hard as I could, and I ran. I ran through the wheat field. Rico's walls are forever wet.
All right.
Very bad.
Wow. Listen, we are here with Pedro, the high-energy Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
We'll play the game this week, a little bit of Jeopardy. 877-365-3636. It's the game where people answer questions, and they win cash and fabulous prizes.
You think after we get done, you could maybe pay me?
Sure.
Something small?
Sure.
How about this? Would you like a shiny new dime?
Sure. I would take whatever I can get.
Okay, shiny new dime.
Yes, and I'm cutting some of my hair off and giving it to your man in the back.
Thank you, Rob. Why is that?
He told me he would sell it on eBay.
Yeah, of course he
would. He's a very popular man in my country.
Rob?
They call him El Roberto. El Roberto, the merchant of Spain. Bueno.
You want to play the game? I see we've got, we need two challengers this week. So,
I brought
so
you a pint of queso.
So light them up if you got them. Smoke them if you got them.
Delicious. This is so much fun. Would you like some fajitas?
You know,
I could make them on my forehead because it's so hot.
You are so slow. You're almost moving backwards.
That's the way I always have been.
I know.
I wish I could pick up my energy, but it's impossible to. So sad. I like to say hi to all of my relatives in Manassas, Virginia. Thank you so
Hank's
much.
Look around, Cafe.
Aren't they all welcome to? Isn't tonight Hispanic night at O'Mara's?
Yes, thank you, Don.
Isn't every night Hispanic night at O'Mara's?
I find Chili's to be a bad cafe.
Right.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, you probably know me as Napoleon Dynamite and his best friend Pedro.
Hello.
At the Utah State Fair, you can witness pretty much the most amazing skills of the land, like flower arranging skills, painting skills, quilting skills, cake baking skills.
You cannot eat the cakes.
Huh?
For the cakes, they're not for eating.
Did you eat one or something?
Yes, a little bit.
Dang.
So you've got the same energy in that public service announcement. See? Not a lot of energy, even when you're doing like a TV ad.
My leather cakes are like 1,000 days old.
I feel pretty sweaty.
The Utah State Fair. All your wildest dreams will come true.
Visit UtahStateFair.com. I'm going to go home and lay down.
It's on my show. It's time to make Stinky with Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
See, somebody told me to pull back the curtain.
Yeah. Hi, Pedro.
I have more energy now. I took a Vivarin.
You took a Vivarin?
No. I'm not as boring as that.
Oh, my.
Isn't it a good character?
I think you should stick exactly to the way Pedro is in the movie.
Okay. You waste the time on your show and you play your game.
And now it's time to play a little bit of Jeopardy. Here is the incredibly vibrant Pedro.
I will build you a frittata. Now entering the studio is our first challenge.
That all your dreams will come true.
This person is from Dalton Gardens, Idaho. As close to where I live.
Sure.
Let's say hi to the student, Tristan.
This is Tristan from Idaho. Hi, Tristan.
Hey, Pedro, LQ, how you doing?
She does not sound like a girl.
Hey, hold on a second. Your name is Tristan?
Yeah.
Is that a girl's name or a boy's name?
Chick's name.
That would be a boy's name.
How do you spell it, sir?
T-R-I-S-T-A-N.
Tristan, well, still. I mean, are you sure your parents weren't trying to name you Tristan?
I'm not sure. It might have been.
It's an interesting name. My name is Pedro. Yours is Tristan, like a girl.
Vote for Pedro.
Now entering the studio is our second challenger from New Jersey. New Jersey.
Oh, from
a lobbyist
from New Jersey.
Let's say hi to Aaron Killian.
Hello, Aaron.
Thank you. Hola, Pedro.
Hola. And now entering the studio is the host of Love of Jeopardy. Tristan and Aaron, don't screw with El Kill.
Thank you, Pedro.
And say hi to... Alex Trebek, Geronimo.
There you go. That's my guy. Thank you. Don't forget, big cockfight after the show.
Yes, you're invited. With all of your friends, especially the one that has his wife gone away.
Thank you, Brett. Here are your categories, guys. Let's go, Tristan and Aaron. Your categories are, and Rob,
yes,
watch it.
Okay.
Not a word.
Okay.
Best spook ever.
Oh, for Halloween?
Yeah, right, but Rob would think something else.
Yeah.
Name that brew.
Bastardido.
And Scatty Stats.
Well, the whole thing has the same theme.
It's like Halloween, right? So it's best spook ever.
What will you be dressing as in Halloween?
You know, actually, Buzz has a Napoleon Dynamite costume. If I do decide,
the two could go together. Yeah.
That's good. I will be a fireman.
It's best spook ever.
And Fuego.
Okay.
Name that brew. Because people like getting drunk at Halloween, and also Scary Stats. And let's see.
Good luck to everyone playing the game.
See, they're both guys, so it's New Jersey versus Idaho. Let's give the guy in Idaho a chance first. Tristan, go ahead.
Sometimes, you know, Don.
What?
So, best book ever for what?
I dream about Napoleon's fat girlfriend, and then I change the bedding.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry to tell you that, but you feel like a father to me that I can share these things.
You know what we call that, Pedro?
What? The price of gasoline.
Right.
Emission.
That's right.
See. Okay, who's going first?
Oh, Tristan, I think he picked. Did you pick best spook ever?
Yeah.
Good luck.
Best spook ever. He likes the blood. Do you like the blood?
What is a vampire?
Yes, we would have taken Dracula or vampire.
$1,
yes.
You're on the board and rolling. Tristan, please select again.
Best spook ever for two.
I always screw up his name. He's a good friend of mine. Beelzebub. Good friend of mine.
What is Saint? Satan?
Did he say Saint?
I don't know.
It sounded like he said Saint.
You people are so hard to understand. Aaron, it's your turn to steal.
Who is Satan?
There you go. That's right, my good friend Satan.
$2 for Aaron. Select again, please.
We'll finish out the category.
All right, best spook ever for three. He's either the star of the movie Halloween or Wayne's World.
Who's Mike Myers?
There you go. Right, right, right.
$3 for you, Aaron. You have a lead, and it's time to select again.
Name that brew for one.
Name that brew. Everybody likes having beer at Halloween.
Yeah. It makes me crazy.
The King.
Who is Budweiser?
There you go, of course.
Who
so
is
easy.
Budweiser? Like he's a person. It's doobie, though. Aaron, select again.
Brew for two. Here we go.
Brew for two.
The beer that made Milwaukee famous.
What is Milwaukee's best?
Negative. I'm going by advertising slogans here, son.
Tristan, your chance to steal.
What is Old Milwaukee?
No.
Again, same thing he said. No, it would be Schlitz.
Schlitz is the beer that made Milwaukee famous. Right. It is good beer. I like it.
Good. Enjoy the great taste of beer.
It comes in a bottle. Kurt Schenkel.
Kurt Schenkel used to
Chris
say
Schenkel,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember that. I'm actually 52 years old. Aaron, you're in control. Select again, please.
Finish the category, please.
All right, name that brew for three. It's miles away from the ordinary.
What is Michelob Ultra?
No, negative, sorry.
Kristen, your chance to steal.
What?
It sounds like he is hitting a button.
Yeah, it's like Corona. A click thing. No, but you got the buzzer. Yeah, no, it's Corona, of course, miles away from the ordinary, but the buzzer got you. What, Pedro? Pedro?
Do you know?
I get the feeling you're going to say something very important, so let's just stop and listen.
I'm sorry to take the time out of your game.
It's okay. What would you like to say, Pedro?
Do you know what beer goes with good burritos and pot?
No.
What?
Burritos and pot. Go good with beer. It makes you crazy and hungry.
Uh-huh.
We better get back to the game now.
All right.
Burritos and marijuana.
Ah.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's in control?
I don't know.
Aaron, you're in control.
Hey, Aaron.
All right, the final category for one, please.
Scatty Stats. Fantasia can't read. All right, later she came out and said that she can't read. Here you go. The percentage of American adults.
Oh, Fantasia.
who cannot read?
10%.
That was not in the form of a question.
Tristan, your chance to steal. Hurry up, we are on the clock.
What is 10%?
Same thing the last guy. Second time you've done that. Take a dollar away from this guy. From
He will not be able to go to the final round if you do that.
Now, what do you think, Pedro? I leave it up to you.
F him. How about you give him half a point?
Keep his dollar.
Half a dollar, 50 cents. Two quarters.
That's a good day. Is that a good day's pay for you?
Sometimes, after a big fatty, I will go to 7-Eleven and buy 11 burritos. Get it?
Yeah.
7-Eleven.
Right.
Bueno. You want me to take a dollar away?
Nah, I keep his dollar. I don't care.
Okay, Aaron, you're in control.
Stats. Stats for two. Half of us. This is a stat.
Yes.
50% of us will forget to do this Sunday morning.
What is go to church?
Negative.
Okay. Madre. Tristan, your chance to steal.
What is turn the clock back?
There you go, Tristan.
$3. And
he didn't take the dollar from me.
That is the end of the first round.
One more.
We have one more category.
One more.
I'm sorry. I forgot to wipe.
And this is
every time.
This is what I know that you'll be able to relate with. Scary stats. It's the current minimum wage for a larger company in America. The current minimum wage for a larger company in America. We're using Infinity Broadcasting as the standard here.
With his final low budget job?
No, we're not done yet. His last question in scary stats.
Oh, that's for Aaron. Oh, no, it's for Tristan.
What is $6?
Oh, pretty close.
Aaron, your chance to steal.
What is $5.75?
Oh. Cats, no, it's $6.15.
Reba, that is the end of the first round of Low Budget Jeopardy.
And I also am starting to find it slightly annoying when Tristan talks that you get that before he...
Tristan, what kind of phone are you using?
Over.
I don't know, just a regular household phone.
Why does it click on and off? I hear the clicking sound. That's really annoying. Why are you doing the clicking sound?
I don't know. I'm hitting this mute button so you guys don't get distracted by background noise.
Oh, no, do not hit a mute button and don't worry about it. Just leave your telephone on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, all right, very good. Here we go.
In my village,
yes,
they call me El Lobo Forgetto, the forgetful wolf.
I forget that Lobo means wolf.
I am famous.
Don't forget Lobo sang Me and You and a Dog Named Boo.
Blue.
Right. So really it was a wolf singing about a dog.
Mm-hmm. Azul.
Bless you. Blue. Here's the category, guys. Final Low Budget Jeopardy. God damn, this is rubbing off on me. This very low energy. This low output that we're having right now.
If we went to Nogales, I could get you a pill that would help.
Oh, God.
He would help all of us. I love to take the pills and dance.
Here is your category, guys. Final Low Budget Jeopardy. We physically force you both to bed at all. Good luck. Your category is history.
Do you forget to wipe?
Never. Good. Your category is history.
I do all the time.
And here's the answer, guys.
So lazy.
This became... We're gonna go down that road.
That's what Napoleon said.
We should have started that a long time ago.
Just you.
Tell
me about it.
History. It became a national holiday in the United States in 1890. Okay? History, that's your category. This became a national holiday in the United States in 1890. Tristan and Aaron, answer in the form of a question and good luck. And what's wrong with
the
thank you.
All contestants on the budget jeopardy will receive an all-expense-paid vacation to my favorite resort south of the border. This is my favorite place to go.
Pedro says.
Because it is right off the highway.
Uh-huh.
It has restaurants, a pool, and games. And a wonderful gift shop. And you can fill up your tank and drive to Florida to eat oranges. Remember... If you go to the south of the border, all your wildest dreams will come true. Now back to Final Low Budget Jeopardy.
Thank you, Pedro.
Cash for you and me. It's time for Don and Mike to play the budget jeopardy.
All right, so you want to go to, is it Tristan first?
Tristan is the man with this list, pesos.
Okay, here we go. Tristan, let's see. It became a national holiday in the United States in 1890.
What is Washington's birthday?
Negative.
I'm sorry that knocks you down to zero.
Here we go. Now, Aaron, if you've got the answer, you're the big wiener.
What is Halloween?
Oh, see, I knew you would think that. And no. Christmas.
Oh, Feliz Navidad.
Christmas, right.
Oh, that's true.
Jesus Christ. That means it's the type of game that Alan Linewand, our former general manager, would love. We're giving away no pesos today.
Nobody has won. Everyone is sad.
That means Tristan and Aaron, don't go away mad. Just go away. Here now is Pedro to tell you what you've won. Pedro.
You do not go away empty-handed. You should be very happy about the fact that both of you have won. $20 Tower Records gift cards. Tower Records on Tower.com is the only place to feed your addiction to pop culture. Get your fix at Tower. Tower Records. Life, play loud. Last Christmas, I decorated my walls with lanterns. Paper lanterns all over my village. It was big fun. Cola!
Pot? Oh, did you say pot? Oh, you pointed at Joe.
Hey, no, Joe. A long time ago. He and I had the same energy level on Monday.
All right, Tristan and Aaron, thank you for listening, fellas.
Muchas gracias, Pedro.
Muchas gracias, Tristan and Aaron.
See you at the cockfights tonight.
We were having a good time. Don't forget to wipe.
Well, that seems to be something that only you have a problem with.
Oh, no. A lot of people do. Sometimes you just forget when you're in high school. You've been in a high school restroom before.
Yeah, sure.
It is bad.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's me.
He made it up.
Yes. I sent big amounts of gang to Kip and the Fonda. You remember Kip and his girlfriend?
Yeah.
They like pop.
Did all their wildest dreams come true?
When she arrived, all her wildest dreams came true, and his too.
What is your lead story on news and comments tonight?
Tonight, as we approach Halloween, a key White House official becomes a ghost, weed won't give you cancer, and Halloween tombstones the kids will love.
Yes, in my country we call him Scooter Bandito.
Stay tuned for news and comments coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Pedro, that was all very
professional, and don't forget to wipe.
This is the Don and Mike Show.